A word for you from Mark chapter 5 verses 16 and 17. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs, and they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. What a strange reaction. What a tragic outcome for the townspeople who had Jesus the first time that the Lord lands on their shores to deliver one man. And they were to be the honored people who could witness and see the wonderful truth that Jesus sets free completely and instantaneously. They knew this demon-possessed man. Everybody knew about him, for he was wild, uncontrollable, full of sores, fresh blood and old blood on his scars as he tried to cut himself with stones. No one could restrain him. The shackles and chains were useless because of these demonic powers, until Jesus came. And he who has all authority also has authority over the creation of fallen angels. Jesus is able to liberate you, dear friend. But be careful, lest you fall into the category of those who realize that Jesus does do this miracle. The people saw that the demon-possessed man who had the legion of demons in him, he was sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid, the townspeople, that is. They had heard from the herdsmen of the pigs what had happened, and they had heard that they had rushed into the sea, and all 2,000 of their pigs were killed, drowned. But their desire was not to run to Jesus like this poor demon-possessed man had done. Rather, it was to tell Jesus to get out. Remove yourself from our area, Jesus. Is it possible that they could prefer pigs over Jesus? Many commentators say that these people were fallen apostate Jews. That's why they were raising pigs, forbidden to all Jews. But they were on the edge of Israel, and they were doing business. And they preferred their business to Jesus. They saw Jesus as the business damager. But he had come with heavenly love to set people free. He could have given them much more than they had. But they preferred to tell Jesus to depart from their region. Are you sometimes like that? Mhlawumbe nawe mngani wami, uyamtshela uJesu ukuthi hamba, phuma kule ndawo. What a tragedy it is if you fall into the second category of people who tell Jesus to go.